1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Brent Grummert, store director with Grand Island Hy-Vee, is here. Laura Hurley's hanging out. I'm feeling like there may have been, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't think, let's just say this, I don't think the collapse of the wall of toys was an accident.
There was sabotage involved?
Somebody may have, but I rebuilt.
You think there's a bad Santa out there?
I don't know. There might be jealousy from competition.
It could be.
But that wall of toys is just fantastic. We've reached our goal. Laura, do you know the answer to this? They say the deadline I've been saying is December 8th, but that's Sunday. We're closed Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are, but other places where you can donate the toys are not.
I see.
So, like, Baumgars is open on Sundays and various other places. I know Trailview Dental is one of the drop-off places, but they're not open on Sunday, and so is Matt Jurgena. At American
So
Family
when will the United Way pick up toys? On Monday?
On Monday and Tuesday, yes.
Okay. So don't go to those other locations to drop toys off. Bring them here so I could continue filling out the wall of toys. Thank you to everybody who participated in that.
Yes.
It's bigger and better and stronger now than it was before.
Yes. Yes. 100% because of everybody's generosity and just
the generosity.
Feeling like they want to make a child happy for Christmas.
The generosity is unreal.
Yeah.
It's very moving.
Yeah.
And
speaking of generosity, Brent, you and your team, my goodness, all the things you guys do in this community.
It's amazing.
It is.
You do have a reputation for saying yes to a lot of things. To everything.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think there's one thing we do say no to. So, a huge thank you to, by the way, to the Grand Island PD for coming out and helping us on Wednesday, handing out free hams. And thank you to the Hormel team. 275 hams we handed out in about an hour.
That's crazy.
It went fast.
I bet.
Do you think stores in the 1950s helped the community the way you are doing that today?
I mean, you got to think they hope they did. It's just a smart way to do business.
Yeah.
So.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It's good. Family came over, a house full of kids under the age of 9. So it was a little noisy because I have teenagers. So get used to that again.
Yeah, right.
You teenagers wake up on Friday morning. Thank God I have to go to work.
Asking my mom, when are they leaving?
When are they going home?
You have a baking sale, did I see?
Yeah, so timely, right after Thanksgiving. I would imagine a lot of people are gathering, such as my wife's friends and my household this weekend, so I won't be there, but doing a little baking sale. So we've got various things going on to get you started for your Christmas baking. Hy-Vee butter, $2.99.
Oh, great.
We've got That Smart Sugar, 4-pound, $2.48. Hy-Vee flour, 4-pound, $1.48. Hy-Vee marshmallows, $1. Hy-Vee evaporated milk, 99 cents, and who can't forget Oreos for $2.77. You can either bake with those or eat them while you're baking. One of the two.
They have the
all of the above.
Yeah,
you have the gluten-free Oreos that
I
purposely
do.
Don't buy because I can't. I'll just eat the whole package. I don't need to. Are there people out there? I'm asking both of you. Do you buy a package of Oreos and have like two and then put them away?
Oh
yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
do you really? I don't have the control.
Yeah. There's no control with me. So.
I just eat them until I'm sick.
You two are the same.
Now I don't buy chips for the same reason.
Yeah.
But I'm not a baker. Are these great prices? Like the Hy-Vee butter?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. These are fantastic prices.
Yep.
Yes.
And again, that goes on all weekend. So starting today through Sunday.
What is the 12 days of Christmas deals?
Yeah, so starting on the 13th, these will be digitally, so advertised on the Hy-Vee app, social media. If you have a perks card, there'll be 12 days of items. Each day will be a different item at a hot price with your perks card. So if you don't have one, it doesn't take much. It's 30 seconds to sign up. You can either do it online or you can do it in the store, whichever you prefer. But again, starts on the 13th and goes through Christmas Eve.
If you're confused about the aisles or the Hy-Vee card, ask Laura. She knows.
She
She's
does.
Got all the ins and outs.
She's an expert.
I got the perks plus.
Yeah, there you go.
Got it all, baby. And by the way, we had our dinner for Thanksgiving all done by Hy-Vee, and oh my stars, what a nice way for me to enjoy Thanksgiving is mm-hmm. having all that food already done it. And it was
yeah, everybody raves about it. I think Cartwright's family did the same thing.
Yeah, yes. Good.
You're faced with, it's not always a laziness factor. It's you're faced with, we have one stove and there's going to be 14 people here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And yeah, they rave about, Laura, shouldn't you be wearing a Hy-Vee shirt?
Probably should. Try to get her sponsored.
It's so dark in here, you can't tell.
A week from today is Friday the 13th. Are you guys superstitious?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm real careful if I have to hang a mirror in our house, make sure that I don't break that.
Yes.
Yeah, I am superstitious, Steve.
Wow. Are you, Laura?
Same. Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%.
Under the column, things we've learned about Brent Grummert.
He's, add that to it.
He's very generous. He's very superstitious.
Yes.
Things we've learned about Laura in the first column is she doesn't like the dark studio. She mentions it every chance she gets. A big supporter of Hy-Vee Isles Online.
Ding.
Things we've learned about Fran has been column number one. He's a pain in the ass.
He's a stick in the mud.
He's a stick in the mud.
On the sands of the island beneath the swaying palms is Fran's Man One Man Party in the Morning, 107.7 The Island.
Now, this I know for a fact. I'm a big fan of tuna, canned tuna fish. I love keeping it in the house. It's an emergency food for me. It always works. And if you don't feel like cooking there, 69 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicken and sea tuna. That's on that Friday the 13th. And then, of course, should be cold, so I'm going to have chili and kidney beans for 49 cents, Pepsi six-packs, $2.99. Who can't beat a 12-count of chocolate chip cookies from our baker department, $3.99, normally $5.99. And if you're into beer, we got Busch 30-packs for $22.99.
That's less than a dollar a beer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Continuing on with the great prices. How does all this tie in with, like, fuel saver stuff? Does everything that you, all of the aforementioned, does that give you points?
It doesn't, Steve, but we do have various things that are on continuously at Hy-Vee that gives you fuel saver. But if you're looking for an even easier way to get fuel saver, we do have a sale going on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th. So every $50 you spend, you get 25 cents on your perks card. So that can save you a lot of money. $100 gets you 50 bucks, or excuse me, 50 cents, 50 bucks, 50 cents on your fuel saver card. So that's huge. I mean, price of gas right now is pretty cheap relatively to where it's
getting
been.
There.
Yeah.
Backing up, Laura, I forgot your answer. Are you superstitious?
I am.
Really?
I am.
See, if I could alleviate some of your superstition, I was when I was a kid, and it occurred to me one day, as a Christian, if you believe in God, you can't be worried about the mirror breaking.
Ah.
That's fair.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
That's right. Yeah. But I don't do, I guess, I don't know if the superstition is because I'm have a fear. Or that I just kind of like the charm of it all, you know, saying like Friday the 13th, watch out for what's coming, you know, kind of.
Yeah, that's not enjoyable at all to me. You enjoy that?
Well, some things you can just chalk it up to that and say, okay, that's why it happened. I like to find those answers.
I would think along those lines, you would like the darkness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, only when I'm sleeping, my friend.
All right. This interview has gone south mostly because of me.
Yes, of course.
It's
of course.
My fault. Completely. Music bingo. Is that Lori Lou?
Yeah. Yeah. So we thought we'd combine with Lori Lou and Ugly Sweater Day on Friday the 20th. So it's 6:30 instead of normally on a Wednesday. We're going to do Friday the 20th.
Nice.
And so she's going to come join us. We'll have an ugly sweater challenge, and then we'll have some prizes for those that have the best and second and third ugly sweaters.
I haven't done the music bingo. I've done her trivia, which is a blast.
Yes.
The bingo is intriguing to me. Have you done this?
I've been involved in it, not necessarily participated in it, but it's very, it's electric, I'll tell you. A lot of people are getting into it. You see people bebopping around in their chairs, and so it's a fun time.
I've been saying this for years. Me, Jim Cartwright, and Lou, and probably Dallas, we would make a team that would clean house.
You're no fair. That's no fair.
But
none of us
none of us really stay up that late.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are ringers. That's no fair.
No, we've been in music our whole lives.
Yes, exactly. You're ringers.
I mean, I thought I was good. Dallas is more of a music nerd than I am. And Jim Cartwright has been doing it for 20 years longer than I have.
Wow.
Now quit it. You're telling everybody's age.
So you're not welcome to Music Bingo, Steve.
it wouldn't be fair. Let's just say that.
No, it wouldn't.
But when I say it's too late, it's not late for normal people. It's 6:30 she starts?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And that's at Hy-Vee's Market Grill Express. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, you can always get an $8 Wahlburgers burger with tots and a fountain drink. And then don't forget about the domestic beers for $1.
Can't beat those prices, my friend.
No.
I want to thank you on behalf of everybody in this community for lowering these prices at Hy-Vee. I mean, it literally is thousands of items.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, it's something we should have done a long time ago, and we're certainly glad we can do it. And we look forward to continue to do more of that and lead the community in pricing.
I heard that you lowered the prices strictly because you were making so much money strictly off the Hurley household that you thought, well, we can give back now.
That's right. Yeah. So, Laura, keep shopping.
Laura, you order like the Italians call it a spese when you make a big order, or do you just like every other minute you order one item?
I'm constantly adding to my cart. Let's just say that.
There you go.
So. Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
So you
yes.
shop slowly, and then when you feel that there's enough,
I shop along the way because, you know, things, epiphanies come to me. It's like, oh, I'm going to make this. I'm going to need that. And I add it to it.
Did you ever get your order and say, I don't remember ordering that?
Yes.
There's a certain cutoff for me that I won't allow myself to shop online.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? When it gets too late or say certain beverages are involved.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. No. I haven't found that cutoff spot yet.
Love it.
Yeah. I don't think Hy-Vee wants me to.
Well, as always, Brent Grummert, store director, Grand Island Hy-Vee, never comes empty handed.
Oh, I know, right?
What do you have? I can't see. It's too dark in here.
I think you say that every time I bring these things. So I got a variety pack of jumbo muffins. So it's got four different flavors in it. Ooh. And then I thought I'd bring a dessert cake. So it's a treat shop, something we sell. And this is a variety cake.
Ah.
So this one looks like it's got carrot, chocolate, red velvet.
And that's genius.
I believe a caramel in it. So trust me, this is probably one you pop the top and top will never go back on it.
Yeah. That's genius. Rather than having an entire huge carrot cake, you got a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's genius.
So kind of takes care of everybody.
That.
Yeah.
Never seen that before.
Yes, it does. It's quite popular at my house.
Well, Brent, thanks for treats. Thanks for lowering prices. Thanks for being a guest every Friday.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Thank you.
Before you head off to work, twerk in the shower with Fransman One Man Party in the Morning.